Alright folks, sorry for another commercial break there. We just both need to get, you know, drinks and fix our voices, because they're probably going to be shit for the rest of the day now. After all this reading, but we're going to read part two of School. Which is apparently called, well, Chapter 6, The School, Part 2, The Forest.
Then it's not the school!
Okay, the forest. Now, all we need is some Colgen for Odd's feet.
Cologne!
Cologne for Odd's feet, Yurik laughed, pointing at the purple-clad teen.
Yeah, we need Ulrich's diary too, Odd mocked back.
Who told you about Betsy? What, Yurik? Nothing. It's not like I keep a diary detailing how I brutally murder people every night.
Cold and wet and dirty.
That's going at the end of the fanfic. Way ahead of you, good buddy. Oh, sorry.
Way ahead of you, good buddy.
Sorry. Oh, sorry. Way ahead of you, good birdie, Yurik said while revealing his diary from his back pocket. Odd scolded at him before bursting into a fit of laughter.
Well, it's good to see you two are in a good mood. Yumi smiled at the two boys. Now get up, we got supplies to transport.
I mean, it's not like, you know, we're in the middle of the zombie apocalypse where the slightest sound could cause a horde of infected to come down on us. Or the fact that 5 minutes ago we just brutally murdered a friend of ours.
I'm glad you guys are laughing.
The gang had decided that Yurik should drive through the woods. Being from Germany, he grew up on the farm.
Where no, he didn't. What just happened?
He grew up on a farm.
Germany. You say, being from Germany, he grew up on a farm. As a matter of factly, like everyone in Germany lives in farms.
He grew up on a farm.
Yes. Ulrich grew up on a farm. That's why the few times you see his dad, he's wearing a business suit and shit.
When he learned to drive through dense pine forests at a young age, he and Yumi were in the front seats, while Jamie, Arlita and Odd were in the back seats. See, now I just got this image, they're driving away and they're like flicking through radio stations. Like, nah.
Cold and wet and dirty, you're looking mighty pretty. Or it's like, ooh, I like this song.
Have you got, like, the MP3 to that song?
Yes, I do, actually.
Oh, please send it.
I will.
It's better than just putting up me commenting to the song and hearing it over YouTube. Anywho, where were we?
Let's open up how to...
Isn't that your look?
Yeah. Let's hope you know how to hotwire a truck, Odd taunted. Ulrich had learned this during his farming days as well. God damn it! No! Ulrich stripped the rubber coating from the wires before gently pressing them together. The vehicle pattered for a few seconds before springing to life as fumes found their way from the exhaust.
Now, you see, I could believe William knows how to hotwire a car, not fucking you.
Yeah.
Well, but, that's the type of thing you would have Herb do. Like, they were arguing and doing, Herb's like, move out with sissies.
I'm sure Jeremy would know how to hotwire a car. I mean, he's smart enough.
So now I've got this mental image of Herb and Jeremy both under trying to hotwire a car. They're going, no, you use that wire. Fuck off, pussy wet. I know what I'm doing.
Fuck you, pizza face.
At least I'm getting late.
Yeah, well, whatever. I heard Aelita's a whore anyway. When did I say I was fucking Aelita? I'm talking about Sissy.
You bastard!
She's the bicycle, but unfortunately you never learned how to ride.
Yeah, everyone's freewheeling on her.
Oh my god.
Everyone's doing the obstacle course with her.
Everyone's taken around the block at least twice.
Heck, Odd's been at least 6 times. I was just like, yeah, but the fourth time it gave me crabs. Yuik starts to act
down the hallway.
Yuik turns.
We're calling the girl you're in love with a prostitute. No, a prostitute does it for money. She did it for free, so she's a whore.
She's Carmen's mom. Carmen just walks out the door. Yeah, screw you, French bastards. I'm going home. To America.
I am known simply as the Doctor. I travel through time and space, just for fun, really. But sometimes for a nobler reason. Because some have called me Time's Champion, others the Oncoming Storm. I fight the forces of evil when others would not dare. Explore the unknown and the inconceivable, having the time of my lives.
Doctor Who Universe 2, starring Jeff Niles as the Doctor, coming soon from Dream Realm Enterprises and the 4077, found at DreamRealmSite.com.